Yes, hi, my name is Rudy of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters such as yourself, okay? To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, and which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or Party?
Republican.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
9. Right?
Okay.
10, right?
Almost. Yeah. Okay. 10 being extremely, 0 not at all, and you can always choose in between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay. No problem.
And what's your answer?
Oh, for the first question was 10, or 9, sorry, 9.
Oh, you did say 9, right? I had 9 originally, okay.
Yeah.
All right, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
I would say more on the very conservative.
Okay. All right. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name. Adam Inhofe.
No information on.
No opinion. Okay. Kamala Harris.
No.
Strong, positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, never heard of, or no
strong negative.
Opinion?
Strong
negative,
strong
okay.
Negative.
The Republican Party.
Strong positive.
Oh, okay. Dan Patrick,
positive.
Okay. Morgan LaMontia. Or LaMontia.
No information on?
No opinion? Okay. The Democratic Party?
Strong negative.
Strong negative, okay. Donald Trump?
Strong positive.
Okay. Greg Abbott?
Strong positive.
Okay, moving forward. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Kamala Harris, Oliver Chase?
Donald Trump.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Ted Cruz, Colin Alfred?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. For which of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Adam Inhofe, Morgan LaMontia?
Ooh, I have to do more research. I don't have a for sure.
Undecided? All right.
Undecided right now, yeah.
Okay. Do you think Morgan LaMontia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve a re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Are you sure?
I haven't heard much of her or what she's done. So.
All right. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Morgan LaMassa doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
I don't like that.
Okay, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely. Okay. Adam Hinojosa supports... I do apologize. Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exception so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. This statement here, does it make you much more likely to vote for this guy? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transitional criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Most likely.
Morgan LaMassa voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divided students according to race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Less likely.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our borders to protect our families.
Most likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMassa opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
More unlikely.
Okay. Morgan LaMassa voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
More unlikely.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical lefties agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies.
More likely.
Morgan LaMassa is in favor of sexual explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group.
More unlikely.
Okay. Morgan LaMassa has opposed to numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
More unlikely.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
More likely.
Okay, Morgan LaMassa opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
More unlikely.
Okay. All right, Morgan LaMassa supports boys competing in girls' sports.
More unlikely.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
More likely.
Abortion supporters Morgan LaMassa is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
More unlikely.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business. His businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Repeat that one.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
More unlikely.
Okay. Morgan LaMassa is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
More unlikely.
According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
More unlikely.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
More likely.
Morgan LaMassa broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
More unlikely.
Morgan LaMassa opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
More likely.
Adam Inahosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
More likely.
And we're almost done here. I appreciate your time. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Inahosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs, for students who don't plan to attend college.
More likely.
Morgan LaMassa is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
More likely.
Okay. And we're almost done. Haven't heard more about them. For which of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Adam Inahosa, Morgan LaMassa.
Inahosa.
Who?
Inahosa. Adam Inahosa.
In a hose. Okay, sorry. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
84.
Okay, perfect. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Hispanic.
Okay. And is your race, okay, you said Hispanic. Okay, give me one second here. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from cable news networks, from blogs and emails, from the newspaper, from local TV news, from news sites on the internet, from social media such as Facebook or X?
Facebook, X, podcast, and I don't know how that falls into it. That's where I get a lot of my news.
Okay, I got X. And which?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so from news sites on the internet, most likely then, huh?
Probably, yeah, I guess you would say. It's not legacy. Okay. I think that you may, and that may be a question to follow up with them, because you get everything, and like that's a new stream, because it doesn't fall into legacy media. It would be like podcasting, okay, because it's long form, and it's different,
sure,
than like you going through the TV or internet, like, you know.
All right. Thinking about the television program you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television?
English.
English, okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television program you watch most often? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish or direct TV, local cable system through an antenna?
Streaming without commercials.
Okay. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, satellite dish, DirecTV, local cable system through an antenna?
Use it the most. It'd probably be like streaming the first one.
Okay. All right. Do you have an X account?
Yes.
A Facebook account?
Yes.
An Instagram account?
Yes.
A YouTube account?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of the following statements more closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
Abortion should be legal when it constitutes rape, incest, or medical emergency.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? You have a good rest
Thank
of your
you,
day.
Yes. Likewise.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.